greatness. A pursuit built on countless hours in the shadows. Earned under the bright lights on the world's grandest stage.
This is where legends are born. We paving the road, a future that favors the bold.
For over three decades, the Octagon has been a proving ground devoid of safe haven.
We on a new elevation. We came here to shatter the mold.
But bathed in triumph and glory.
We are defiance. We are the vegans. We are the true believers.
This is a crazy sport, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God!
We have a sport with some of the best athletes in the world.
Front kick to the face!
Legends are made here.
She did it!
History is made here.
Oh, that looks good!
And in the most monumental moments.
Oh!
Oh!
No way!
The stars shine brightest.
Something coming, I can feel it.
Leaving an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of fight fans worldwide.
Time to redefine the limits.
Oh!
A rare and illustrious milestone, and a fight card with the potential to produce the greatest event in the history of combat sports.
This is the moment we change it all.
A star-studded lineup sets the stage for a trifecta of title fights, befitting of an event of such magnitude and prestige. A fearless fighter with carnage in his wake. And a former champion.
Holloway's pouring it on.
With an unrivaled reputation for relentless aggression.
He's an absolute killer.
Oh,
that's it!
Battle for the right to be known as the baddest man in the game.
Fans can expect a wild fight.
We're about to paint a violent picture, man.
The first Chinese champion.
She is a phenomenal mixed martial artist.
Oh! Zhong Weili!
Meets her compatriot.
She has real one-punch knockout power.
Oh! Oh! Master Greg Young, Shaolin!
In the first ever China versus China title fight.
我觉得是一个中国 MMA 最重要的一个时刻，我要拿腰带，然后我会拿出自己最好的表现给大家看。
The knockout artist who seeks to regain the title he never lost.
Oh! Oh!
From a Brazilian juggernaut.
Legendary in the making.
Oh! With hands of stone.
Reach out and we take it.
Oh!
Oh!
Power Khan has done it! Oh! Eu estou pronto para lutar no UFC 300 e vencer o Jamal Hill de qualquer maneira.
The real king is back and there will be blood.
30 years, 5 months, and 2 days since the inaugural UFC event. The time has come for the latest epic chapter in combat sports history. An unprecedented slate of competitors descend on the fight capital of the world. UFC 300. Unrivaled greatness awaits.
Do you feel that? Yeah!
On April 13th, Las Vegas will once again play host to a significant moment in combat sports history. UFC 300 aims to celebrate a legacy of iconic events. The card brimming with champions from past, present, and future. One half of the main event is a Michigan transplant, who now enjoys the high life in the fight capital of the world. Former UFC light heavyweight title holder, Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
I come from nothing. But greatness is defined on your ability to adapt to adversity. If your physical and your mental can complement each other, you can overcome anything in life.
Sweet dream. King to the fling, sweet dream.
Ultimately, everything that you want in life comes down to you grinding for it.
Representing Grand Rapids, Michigan, Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
Jamal Hill laying on the heat.
Jamal Jamal's unrelenting work ethic and will to succeed was clear and present from the very beginning of his MMA career.
Jamal Hill's young, but that kid is hungry.
On the regional scene, Hill was an unstoppable force.
Jamal Hill coming in like a wrecking ball.
The opportunity to take his career to the next level came in the city he would eventually call home.
I ultimately have always dreamed of being a UFC world champion. I got the call to be on Dana White's Contender Series in Las Vegas.
Jamal Hill, here he is with the most important eyes on him tonight. Hill goes to the body, and that one hurt Popic. And now Hill knows it.
My message was just clear.
And Jamal Hill ground and pounds his way to the finish.
I'm here to let you know. Throw me in deep water. Let me see if I can swim.
I'm bringing this kid in. Come on, Jamal.
I've been doing the backstroke in this ever since.
Perhaps his biggest attribute has always been his confidence, but sleep-inducing strikes are not too far behind for sweet dreams.
I come to fight. I don't come to sit back, play around with you. I come to get in your face, put these hands on you, and put you to sleep.
Sweet dreams!
I'm ready to show y'all what happened when they let a lion into the doghouse.
Oh my goodness!
That's what people want to see.
Putting another opponent to sleep!
Hands being thrown and heads being knocked. And that's what I come with.
Hill has him crumbled. Hill is attacking. Battle to it.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah!
In January of 2023, Jamal Hill earned his first shot at UFC gold, heading into enemy territory to face hardened Brazilian veteran, Glover Teixeira.
I don't know if I've ever met a first-time challenger that's more calm in the face of the biggest thing that he's ever chased down in his entire life. Teixeira gets to his body right away, man. Great defense there by Jamal.
Nice knee by Hill, and now he goes upstairs with a knee. Jamal Hill measured, exceedingly accurate with all of his weapons.
Ooh! Ooh, nice shot. Another right hand by Jamal.
Oh man, that one wobbled Teixeira, now another head kick. Teixeira's on the ropes.
He has shown evolution of all of his skills.
Hill with the performance of his career, and he's realizing it.
I had to fight to be here. I had to fight to get this. I had to fight to just live and have a chance. Man, you can do anything if you're willing to fight for it, dog.
The road to the UFC light heavyweight title now goes through Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
The newly crowned champion coupled his celebrations with an ambition to defend the title he'd worked so hard to achieve.
What I had envisioned was a reign of dominance. I wanted to establish what a champion truly was.
Right now, I clean out my division, cement my legacy in this division, and then go on to the next challenge.
But before I was able to really experience and feel being a champion, International Fight Week, I'm playing a basketball game with some fighters. Tragedy strikes. Sweet Dreams Nation, what's going on? I'm here with some news.
We do have some breaking news. Late last night, it was announced by Jamal Hill. He has torn his Achilles.
He ain't gonna really be able to do anything with a ruptured Achilles.
It is fixable, but you're talking about a year.
This is a serious injury that would require surgery and months of rehab.
What now for the light heavyweight division?
It's horrible.
This is bad because he is in his prime now, Boone.
And
he will be vacating the title.
The show must go on. I'm not exempt from that.
The difficulty that has to be physically, emotionally, and mentally, I truly feel for him.
When news broke of the vacated title, the search was on for the next challengers to contest for the 205-pound throne. Former middleweight champion Alex Pereira was a new entrant to the light heavyweight pool. But his immediate consideration as a top contender was on trend with the fast-track nature of his career today.
Alex Sandro Pereira!
Eu acho que a fórmula para conquistar tudo que eu conquistei em tão pouco tempo é todo o trabalho que eu venho fazendo, a minha dedicação, a minha disciplina. Eu acho que isso é o mais importante.
After conquering kickboxing as a two-division world champion,
wow.
The Brazilian transitioned his devastating striking ability into MMA.
Quando eu cheguei, muitas pessoas criticaram, falaram, pô, não vai vingar, não vai chegar.
The MMA world has officially been put on high alert.
Né? E hoje eu tô aí.
So here is Alex Pereira.
This is one of the most ferocious fighters that has ever entered into the sport.
Oh! How good is that?
His power is extraordinary. His intelligence, his ability to put shots on your chin.
Oh!
And the consequences are extreme.
Alex Pereira has done it again!
That's what I'm talking about. This man is a monster.
Just 1 year after his UFC debut, the power of the man they call Poatan.
Here's that left hook!
Was put into practice on the way to his first UFC title.
Down goes the champion! He'll do it! Oh, and Poatan has done it!
Cadáveres, querido, eu sabia que eu ia ser campeão.
The pursuit of greatness led Pereira to the light heavyweight division, looking to join an elite group of fighters who held UFC titles in two weight classes.
With Jamal Hill injured, with the title vacant, this is an amazing high-consequence fight.
After disposing of a former champion in his first appearance at 205,
big power by Pereira,
Poatan was perfectly placed for the opportunity that emerged for the vacant belt.
He has become one of the most popular fighters in the world, and tonight trying to join an elite class and become the ninth fighter in UFC history to realize the title in a second division.
Tive a chance aí de estar disputando cinturão com Giri Prohaska.
This is a very unique human being.
Muitas pessoas queriam ver essa luta.
The awkwardness of the angles that Prohaska's shots come at is so hard to prepare for.
Got Alex backing up already.
E eu sabia que ia ser uma luta dura, e foi uma luta dura.
Great job by Yuri.
Early takedown for Prohaska.
This is not where Pereira wants to be.
Primeiro round, eu tentando machucar, como que eu sempre venho fazendo.
Look for Alex to get at those leg kicks.
Real problem, that kick. And he does it better than anyone in the world. Look at that.
All right, here we go, round two.
Segundo round, eu sabia que ele ia vir mais agressivo.
Oh! Oh, yes!
Oh, and a right hand for Prohaska backs Pereira.
Eu sei que ele é um cara que não desiste, ele é um guerreiro. O que ele ia fazer? Vim pra cima.
Knee to the body for Prohaska.
Yeah, Yuri's got him hurt.
Mas como eu tava preparado pra isso, eu tinha uma surpresa pra ele e vocês viram.
That's a big right hand.
Oh!
The counter from Pereira gets home!
Eu sabia que eu poderia fazer algo ali naquele dia.
In just his seventh UFC fight, has realized world titles in two divisions.
E foi o que eu fiz, então é algo que eu não vou esquecer nunca.
And...
Todo mundo viu que quando eu fui campeão, meio pesado, o Jamal tava ali.
Hey, I don't give a f***. Whoever it is, y'all know where the crown really is. It's right here. Bang.
Chamando a atenção pra ele.
You're mad people now, you like that?
I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Especially what I just saw. Yeah, I love it.
Mas a atenção tava em mim. Eu sou o campeão, então eu que dito.
The new light heavyweight champion of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Pereira!
In November of 2023.
Oh, cannot take too many of those.
Former middleweight champion Alex Pereira.
Oh!
Became the ninth fighter in UFC history.
Oh, big elbows!
To earn belts in two divisions. When he defeated Jiří Procházka the vacant light heavyweight title.
An incredible rise to UFC superstardom and middleweight gold for Alex Pereira.
Depois que eu ganhei o título dos meio pesado, as pessoas me colocam como uma estrela do UFC.
Crazy to think what this man has done. This guy is now champion in two-weight division. He has two of the three highest grossing pay-per-views as a headliner in Madison Square Garden history. He's beaten four champions, and people love him.
And not just as a fighter, but as a human being.
While the champion enjoys the spoils of his success, he remains determined to add further accolades to his legacy.
Big news finally came. UFC 300, it has a main event. It is Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill.
He is violent. He is scary. Alex Pereira is the first fighter to become a champion in both the middleweight and light heavyweight divisions of the UFC.
For Alex Pereira, the confirmation of his first title defense and the headliner of a marquee event brought with it an opportunity to write the next significant chapter in his storied fighting career.
Welcome to the history books!
For former champion Jamahal Hill.
Oh, a big right hand!
Hill with the performance of his career.
The fight presents a chance to right the wrongs.
The champion that's returning for the belt that he never lost.
Of a premature end to his title reign.
Last year, I ruptured my Achilles playing basketball. I had to relinquish my belt. So with that, I focused on nothing but recovery.
Hey, yo, something hurt right here, though.
Back.
Under the watchful eye of the UFC Performance Institute, Hill has strived relentlessly to recover from the injury that saw him vacate the belt in 2023.
Oh, I know.
Bloody hell. It was difficult for me. The division has passed the belt around a lot. I wanted to bring stability.
Rotate around.
And ultimately, something that had nothing to do with my skill in this sport took that away from me.
Anywhere that's feeling like stiff or sore in particular? Right on that.
So I relocated to Vegas to take advantage of the UFC Performance Institute. I sacrificed the time away from my kids, away from the place that I know to be out here to ultimately attack this challenge. It's been extremely vital in this recovery process. They pretty much went through this whole thing with me hand in hand. And it was 100% the right decision.
Good? Okay. You ready?
With this recovery, I had a lot of good people around me that kept me focused and locked in on the mission, which is my opportunity right away to get it all back.
Okay, guys, we're gonna be right here, just like this, nice and smooth, on and off the plate. And then the second exercise here, tap, and then we're driving our feet through the ground and exploding up, okay?
With his body restored.
Good, find that rhythm.
Hill is able to switch focus to preparing for the fight to regain his title.
All right, here we go, Jamahal, come on. Intent with each one, think power.
The team that forged the Michigan native into a champion.
Up, there we go, that's what I'm looking for. Come on, good, hear that ding each time.
Will once again be preparing him for battle.
Clear it now, backstepping.
I've been worried about Jamahal since back in 2007.
You keep him flat, he's dead. He's not gonna be able to move on you.
Jamal's a lot stronger minded than a lot of people think he is.
Keep going, cross face him hard and keep him flat.
He was upset, but he's back to where he needs to be. He's strong mentally, strong physically. Once he sets his mind to something, ain't nothing gonna stop him.
Turn the angle now. Don't be straight, turn.
Now it's just putting in the work, getting ready, getting back into fight mode just like you would for any other camp.
The comeback is on its way, and that is the rival next fight.
I didn't see Jamahal coming in. This is really great news on a personal front for the champ.
I still feel like the champ. I still feel like the best 205er in the world. I'm 100%, I'm ready to go.
In this business, it's about taking opportunities, and both guys are hungry. They both want it.
You got the true king coming back, and he's ready to claim his throne.
In his first light heavyweight title defense against his predecessor, Alex Pereira finds himself once more in a favorable position. Being coached by a former fighter, possessing intimate knowledge of his imminent opponent.
Jan and Jiri and now Jamahal, I fought those guys. Boa, defesa primeiro.
Mas o segredo é aqui, você pegou, ó, ó. Eu tenho que estar aqui, ó. Se você puxar com muita força, eu vou aqui, ó. Aí eu faço aqui de novo. Aí na hora que eu pegar...
Uma coisa é você ver como os lutadores se comportam dentro do octógono.
Entendeu, Pata? Isso aí é pra puxar o cara. Se eu quiser quebrar a pegada, é aqui, ó, tá? É aqui, ó. Aí você quebra a pegada, ó. Aí.
Mas o Glover sentiu ali, então ele pode passar isso pra mim e eu, pô, tô sempre escutando ele.
Boa. I can see where he's tricky, where he's not, he's strong here, he's not here, so I can give him those tips. O negócio é pegar a distância e a... essa a visão, como que o cara tá fazendo, você não tá vindo com... That's the first round, you gotta be very careful.
Eu vou escutar o Glover e vou fazer o meu melhor ali.
I have so much confidence that he's gonna knock Jamal Hill out. Time.
The former champion perceives things from a different perspective. A victorious performance against Teixeira not only instills confidence in him.
Look at the beating Jamal Hill is putting on Glover Teixeira.
Draw out the hook.
It also fuels his motivation for a potential historic repeat as he readies himself to face the protege.
Alex was there. He was in Glover's corner. I went in and I dominated Glover for 5 rounds.
Oh, he hurt him again.
Oh, that one really wobbled Teixeira, who now goes down.
Fuck you!
It's his turn to come in to see if he can capitalize on that same task and ultimately try to succeed where his teacher did not.
Patão vai de bico meio pesado e com certeza vai ser campeão dessa categoria. Agora faz igual você faz, ó.
O que vai acontecer no UFC 300? Certeza que vai ser um show.
Pereira is one of the best strikers on earth.
Muitas pessoas estão ansiosos por essa luta.
He is truly exceptional.
But Jamal Hill, he's a savage.
Oh!
Jamal Hill putting another opponent to sleep.
Eu tô muito animado e pô, saí com essa vitória.
And like that, he's gone.